There's five robins right there, and there's three common mergansers, males.
Georgina Doe scans the shoreline with her binoculars. Within seconds, she spots a tiny glimpse of a bird and names it. She knows them by the way they dive in the air and the way they thrust their chests out. Doe has been scanning the treetops of Carleton Place, Ontario for more than 30 years. She says she loves the chase and the element of surprise. And over the years, birding has also been her escape. She remembers watching a robin build its nest when her grandson was seriously ill.
So I used to count the birds every morning before I went off to the hospital. And then after that, you come back to reality. Somehow, a little bird can just make you feel better.
Birds have been a part of all of our lives. We might not know their names, but we can remember holding a baby chick or hearing a cardinal on a crisp, cold day. But now, many bird species are dwindling, and scientists are counting on birders like Georgina Doe to help them find out why. Doe is one of many birders in North America who collects information for scientists. Jeff Wells works with that information at Cornell University's Lab of Ornithology.
There's no way that we could ever pay the tens of thousands of trained biologists that would be necessary to gather this kind of information. It's only possible when we can engage volunteers like we do in citizen science projects.
Cornell runs at least a dozen programs that rely on information from average birders. There's the Christmas Bird Count. About 50,000 people participate. Another 50,000 track species during the Great Backyard Bird Count in February. The volunteers reported that wood thrushes are disappearing in many areas. And they're tracking the effect of the West Nile virus on bird populations.
You know, if a bird, little bird dies, it usually just disappears quickly and no one ever sees it, so we don't really know the impact. And so looking at the differences in the numbers and distribution might give us some sense of whether when the disease was rampant in the summer, whether it killed off enough birds to make a noticeable difference in our count.
You can see it's about 10 inches high. It's all fluffed up right now, so it's hard to get a sense of its mass.
Birder Robert Cermak tiptoes closer to a barred owl sitting in the crook of a tree. We're in Ottawa, Canada's capital, and a city of about 1 million people. When it comes to bird counts, this is Cermak's territory.
It's just, you know, not often that you actually see a barred owl, any owl, during the day. They're usually more secretive. This one is not too afraid to be out, so it's probably become more accustomed to having people around it since this is the center of the city.
Like Georgina Doe, Cermak has been birding for years. But even with veterans, there's always concern about their accuracy. Cermak discovered this firsthand when he reported seeing a rare harlequin duck last year.
I sent it in, and a few hours later, someone from Cornell, very politely, because it's a delicate subject to question someone's sighting of a rare bird, but they very delicately indicated that a harlequin duck is extremely unusual in Ontario, and could I please provide a few extra details?
Cermak sent them a published account of the sighting. He also gave them the number of a local expert. Jeff Wells says researchers check their facts carefully. They look for reports that don't match others in the surrounding area. Sometimes an investigation turns up a trained ornithologist, and sometimes not. But overall, Wells says the information has formed the basis for hundreds of published studies. That's something that makes birders like Robert Cermak and Georgina Doe feel proud.
It's nice because you're contributing. You're doing a lot of hours, uses a lot of gas. You go around a lot of blocks doing this kind of account, but we just think it's important.
Georgina Doe says she doesn't really think of herself as a scientist, but she's out there every day with her ear to the wind, and that's what the scientists are counting on. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.